Hey, Danny and Mike listeners, before we get to the episode today, I wanted to ask a favor. Our new network, The Last Podcast Network, is doing a survey, which will in turn improve the content that you hear. It only takes a minute, it's all confidential, and it's just some questions about your listening habits. You can find the link in our description of this very episode.
Welcome to another episode of The Adventures of Danny and Mike, wherein the fellows make a tour announcement, discuss historical dongs, and a heart for fish. Now play the music, Bronco.
Are you going to keep that? Are you going to hold on to that?
Sorry, dude. Today's Jerry Garcia's birthday. Okay. Oh, so I'm playing a little bit of the Grateful Dead right now.
Oh, yeah? And guess whose birthday it is tomorrow?
Not yours.
It's not Jerry Garcia's either. More important.
Jeremy Garcia?
Closer.
Jeremy Garcia.
Can we draw you with a goatee?
Draw me like you draw your French girls.
I don't draw French girls. So. Can we draw you with a goatee?
Yeah.
Jeremy Garcia?
I have those fake stashes that I could throw on tomorrow.
Mine was still stuck. My fake stash was still stuck to the back of our price guide.
Oh,
okay. That's a foul mustache.
That was a fine mustache.
I don't think it's that good once it's been stuck to the back of a price guide for a while.
The price guide is plastic.
The price guide is right. The yeah, you're welcome. It's my birthday. I can say whatever the fuck I want. So birthday tomorrow, fellas. I don't get ready. I'll take any sort of gifts, monetary, physical, advice, mental.
For the listener, why don't you give out your freaking cash?
I'm giving you my time tomorrow, Jeremy.
Oh, I know.
What are you doing?
I'm recording a song for you, Jeremy, and cool. I'm waiving my rate.
Well,
for your birthday,
you can't really wave.
That's not true.
Zero.
Yeah,
though.
I was gonna say.
I'm sorry, guys.
How much is beer?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, guys. I get paid. I get paid to record on people's shit. Thank you very much.
Well,
nice.
Thank you. It's usually 150 a song.
A song.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is that your gift is your song. And that this song
this
is for him.
This gift is your song.
And this
Jerry,
song is for him.
And this song's for you.
And you can tell everybody that that's his song.
Welcome to the Adventures of Danny and Mike. To my right, Mr. Michael C. Marona.
Hi. I'm wearing a white t-shirt.
Oh, man. A great Farrell's t-shirt. And to his right, Mr. Dandy Tamborelli.
We're freaking
He's the songstress.
We're a freaking Oreo cookie today with two black t-shirts and me in the middle.
Yep. Yep. And I'm Jeremy. Hell, welcome to the show. Thanks for tuning in. We appreciate it. It's another beautiful day and one day out from my birthday.
This is the youngest you're ever going to be, Jeremy, now.
That is true.
And now is the youngest. Is the youngest.
So there's a lot of pressure on you to have a great time. How does that manifest?
I'm sorry.
Quiet, Jerry.
There's a pressure to do what?
To have a rockin' time.
No, I think I'm going to spread it out over the month. You know, I'm going to do a little tomorrow.
Leos, am I right?
You know?
Leos, God. They are the worst.
The whole month, why don't you?
We're going to do a Cyclones game, I thought. We're going to have a little adventure, a little Danny and Mike adventure.
I thought, we should use your computer to do it because I'm so old, I don't have the proper
internet
flash.
Browser.
Yeah.
Yeah, your dial-up's down.
Wait a second. You can't buy tickets online because your browser's shitty?
I don't have the right flash. Proper.
You can have a phone though. That works.
Yeah,
too.
I'm not a Chrome guy.
Well, you should be if you need the flash that you need. Or just get yourself a new computer. Why don't you?
I'm thinking about that part instead. Yeah. My computer is actually is pre Obama, so my computer is 8-9 plus years old now.
Oh
well, it's time to let go.
I think Fuck, that's an old ass computer, man. Yeah.
What? I can still crack walnuts with it.
I bet you can
isn't working.
Is that mostly what you do, isn't it?
No, the mouse pad doesn't work, so.
Sticky.
No, just doesn't.
You're not a new dad. Why do I keep saying that? Do young dads watch porn still?
I don't know. I'm not a young dad either.
You're pretty young. What are you talking about?
You're only saying that because you're closer to his age than you are mine.
That's yes, on the solstice of every year, Jeremy grows close. You can balance Jeremy on end, and he's
for the listener, I was wobbling. Yes, no, I was just saying that because I feel like when I started dating my girlfriend, the porn intake
she was a young dad
reduced,
but then it turned out that she was a young dad, and you kind of leveled off.
Yeah, I'm curious where you're going with that. Yeah.
I was just trying to make the correlation between him as a young dad. And saying the word porn and me as cutting down my porn. So
yeah, I don't know that there's a correlation.
I just think you
just wanted to talk about porn on an episode. We really rarely do that.
Rarely talk about porn, huh? Yeah.
Let's do it.
Let's talk about it. At least they're getting health insurance, you know?
Who?
It's more than we can say for the Applebee's employees.
Young dads?
No, porn stars.
Young dads, I mean, under 27 are still covered by their parents' health insurance. Oh, that's good. And young porn performers.
You would think they would have good insurance.
Well, they do. I'm sure they have good insurance.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know, the website Pornhub does a lot of good for the community. Okay. They do. I mean it.
What, giveaway t-shirt?
Why don't you go look it up? No, they do like good things. Like they donate their money to good causes.
Oh, good.
They help people out. It's not just helping people out. You know what I mean?
I hate to do this for the listener.
They've done like an incredible amount of research into elbow.
No, you know what? Arm
and shoulder orthopedics.
Hey, guys, guess what? I rarely ask for a fact check. That is something that at some point you should look up right now.
Why don't we look at Jeremy?
Jerry, just look up the good things that Pornhub does. But make sure you go to Pornhub.com first.
Are we calling him Jeremy Garcia all day, please?
Jeremy Garcia?
Yeah, don't call him Jerry. Thank you.
Jerry is a shout out to my buddy Travis.
Big ups to Ohio.
Calls me Jerry still.
We'll be in Ohio later on this.
That's correct.
Year.
We might as well talk about that.
Oh, yeah, we can talk about that while you're doing your Pornhub search.
Dan, I was thinking that because we're going to be in Cincinnati, named after the Society of the
Cincinnati. Yeah, we'll be at the Taft's Ale House.
We should probably check in on the Grippo's situation, and we might be able to secure ourselves a pound and a half sack.
I think that can definitely happen.
Well, given that there's three of us, maybe there's a limit. Maybe we can get 4.5 pounds and walk away.
Mm. My mom's going to be very upset that we play in Cincinnati.
Why?
Because it's on her birthday.
So
Danny won't be there for
We'll shout
her.
She
gets very sad because I'm not there because I'm her first child.
Oh,
that I know of.
Oh, that's not accurate at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am your first child.
That I know of.
Well,
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
No one's told me otherwise.
There's a song.
I'm just saying, nobody's told me otherwise.
There's a song, What You Know, You Know. Right. What You Don't Know, You Don't Know.
Mm. And now you know.
Now you know.
Right. No, I don't remember that part of the song.
So the fact check was, how does Pornhub give back? And I just put that in the search.
Yeah.
And
don't name the search. I'm sure you binged it. Go ahead.
They have a whole section called pornhub.com/cares.
Right.
You're right.
Wow.
The first thing is
they're advertising on the on the West Side IRT has really worked.
Taking after Amazon.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the first one is Pornhub optimizes platform for visually impaired users. So they're helping out people who are visually impaired. Yeah, that's very nice.
Okay. With image descriptions.
They have some scholarships happening. Let's see. They have a complete guide to safe sex after 65.
That's good. Safe sex after 65 is good.
Whoa. Do they do audiobooks of porn?
Yeah, I mean, they're called Danielle Steele books on tape. Get
that's
it?
That's a
literary reference.
Genre, literary.
I like to do with my wife when she's like, hey, I'm a public.
You could be
I
the next Danielle Steele, sweetie.
No,
you're a real booster. No, I could see
that's just one of the first jokes. And I was like, oh, she's an agent and a writer. Maybe she'll get the Danielle Steele joke.
No,
she didn't like it.
She stopped listening weeks ago.
It's not. It's
that's
not
why you try the joke on us
not
now.
Good then. I know. Yeah.
There's another thing they do. It's called Panda Style. Starting on March 16th, National Panda Day, Pornhub is calling on our community to help get pandas in the mood. We're making panda style porn. Not really, but for every video uploaded as part of this campaion.
Is this like fucking
$100?
Are you guys doing native advertising? Because I am not down with this. We did not agree about this beforehand.
I'm not. I was just saying you guys gave me shit about. No, what's wrong with telling people that Pornhub does stuff other than porn?
They should put it in their name, like Porn and Good Things Hub.
Well, they say pornhub.com/cares seems pretty
and there's a lot
close.
Of campaigns.
Okay,
there.
I think Dan, it's time in the podcast for you to disclose if you've gotten any
nothing.
What do you call it?
Kickback.
Considerations
I don't,
from
I'm not a
from
I'm
them
just,
for enunciating
saying,
for enunciating their URL so well.
Oh my god!
So I will say that
I didn't know that he just said it.
The second
I'm just speaking from what I've heard.
The second thing that comes up
around
is a Pornhub video called "Me Giving Back Shots," which I don't believe.
Don't
is,
do
that's
that.
Not,
don't.
I'm not gonna click.
Don't
on
click
it.
On that one.
Yeah,
me giving back.
Yeah,
shots.
Back shots. Yeah, I think they're
nope.
I well, can explain it
if you're
like.
If you want to change the subject, now is a good time to read off all those dates if that's what you want.
Speaking
that's
of
advertising.
Cincinnati,
I can't read.
That's advertising for you. Michael C. Marone is going to give you the whole rundown of our Adventures of Danny and Mike 90s night.
There you go. A tour.
If only I had the names of the bars, I would give you those too. But Dan can reel them off because he knows.
Well, do you want me to read off
in
the names
September
of them?
13th of 2018? You guys will still be
seltzer burp.
You guys will still be like warming up for the, we call it the Sally Tamborelli Anticipatorio.
Oh yeah, my mom does a whole month birthday too. But Jeremy fits right in there.
But she's good because she does it like half at the end of August and half into the middle of September.
See, that's what I'm doing. My trip to out west. Me and the gals going on.
I'm gonna go for some apple picking. I think for my birthday month.
Ooh,
you guys
want
to go?
Yeah,
I would definitely.
I like
do
apple
that.
Picking.
All right, we're gonna make it an adventure.
I know an apple.
Let's go to Warwick.
Not going that far, okay?
Marlboro.
But it will
that's
be.
Not that far.
We're not going that far, but it will be Hudson Valley.
I know
it
Marlboro
will be Hudson
spot.
Valley. Don't you worry.
Okay, 9/13, Long Island, New York.
That's correct.
Yeah,
and would that happen to be at the Revolution Bar and?
Yeah. Just Revolution.
Okay,
Bar.
But it's something else.
Okay,
too.
Then we're gonna get in some sort of
music hall.
Danny's secret super hookup minivan rental deal.
Oh, I bet.
I think we're just gonna use a car.
Fuck,
guys.
And then drive to Wilmington, Delaware, which you might know about being like one of the headquarters of a lot of companies.
That's on the 14th of September. That's the 1984 arcade bar, which
that's
will
right.
be very fun.
Okay. That will be very Mike. Fun, and there's no tax involved.
There's a zero tax.
Zero.
Wait,
tax.
There's an arcade bar.
It's an arcade bar.
Okay,
yeah.
So you may have to peel me away to get me to.
No. You have to. You're contracted for 2.5 hours
of Street Fighter 2.
No,
I'm pretty sure.
No, we'll get you there early enough that you can play your own.
I'm pretty
Street
sure
Fighter
it says 2.5 hours.
That's
of
fine.
Then
I'll sit there and I'll just electrocute you as Blanca.
Oh, you'll be Blanca. Oh, you can get cheesy.
And it really piss you off.
Cheesy.
Do that, or I'll just E-Honda chop you forever.
Oh wow.
Yeah, I was a real dick.
I could tell. You know, I've started to favor Chun-Li in the later versions, not like the...
Pigtails? Does Chun-Li have
like,
pigtails?
As Street Fighter like becomes like Cammy. Street Fighter Mania, Street Fighter...
Yeah, further on in the
Death
further
Match.
Editions. Yes,
right.
I like her. She actually, they evolved her into throwing like a very small fireball eventually, so she's kind of crossover. Then we're going to drive to Columbus, Ohio.
That's a drive. Guys, that's a bit of a drive. I'm going to say there's two solid drives on this trip.
That's an epic drive because you're going all the
drive.
Way through.
We'll that's a 7 hour. That's a 7 hour drive. The great thing is for all of you listening,
we're going to be massaging our butts
each
with
night. We may not do a full like podcast thing that you guys can hear, but in the van.
That's right.
We're going to do a podcast after each show.
That's right.
Outside of
or
some
on,
lucky
en route in,
outside know. Of some lucky fan's house until they take pity
hey,
on us.
If
and
there
invite
is
us
a
in.
Fan who has a you know a house en route off of
that's right.
you know
this is why we're
somewhere.
Announcing this is why we're announcing
that's
the
right.
route in advance.
Call the phone number, which is 347-470-8150.
Don't twist your neck there, Dan.
Maybe you should write it bigger on the board, Jeremy.
After this great date in Columbus,
well,
Ohio.
Columbus will be at Bossy Girls, right?
Columbus will be at Bossy Girls, yes. Where Jones played
very,
last time
very,
we were there
very,
and had a lot of fun.
We will drive to the we'll drive to the Windy
probably.
City, home of many good, I guess,
eateries.
People. Yeah, but not hot dogs or
drinking
pizza.
Establishments.
Do you think
yes.
we could talk to him about maybe doing some Petunia?
Malort's?
No, some. You said there's going to be some.
Oh, so
dancers.
You can get some Petunia burlesque?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure we can do that. Yeah. There was already burlesque when Jones was there, I guarantee.
If anybody, if anybody wants
burlesque.
To. Some,
shout out to.
It doesn't have to be specifically Petunia. It could be anybody in the area.
Well, right. I would be partial to Petunia.
Yeah,
think,
but if they
want to
go Nona, I'm not going to stop them because they could do
right.
something
well,
with a cast
if one of
on
them,
their arm.
Yeah, if one of them
true.
Has a broken arm, a Nona
they could
burlesque
do,
would be just fine.
They could do.
I don't know that character.
B.B. Newhart's character.
You don't know that character?
Was it season
yet?
One?
No,
there you go.
They could do.
I forgot
B.
that he just stopped. He was like, "Look at how cool I am."
Well,
I watched
we,
the first.
We only ever got one poster.
Same, it's the same thing with me eating bacon. I don't want to give you
the satisfaction.
It's all about me, Danny.
Okay, we'll go to Chicago on September 16th. We'll
and
be
if you're asking,
at
the Beat Kitchen, if you're asking where that
beat,
would be.
The Beat Kitchen.
Yeah.
There's a link up where you can get tickets for that one, guys.
You can find all that stuff on DannyMike.com.
.com/
Right.
That's with the and spelled out, I think.
That is, it's always with the and spelled out.
DannyMike.com/ Danny and Mike Cares. we really care. And then there's Bloomington, Indiana the very next day.
Well, did you? No, you missed 9/17. No? Yeah. Maybe I have a different thing here.
What's that? Oh, no, yeah, you might not have the
9/19 is the black circle.
Fully updated. No.
We got all the dates.
Oh, gosh. And you took it off of my phone. This is great podcasting.
Just
right
a public
now.
Service announcement.
No, it's 9/17. We're in Mishawaka at Smith's Downtown.
That's Indiana, yes. Guys. That's
it
not
is
just,
Indiana.
That's not just
it's
anywhere.
It's damn near. It's one town away from South Bend. So all you Notre Dame folks.
Ooh.
Can come with us and drop a deuce on the what's in the middle of the field?
Golden
Leprechaun?
Rock.
Come on, you got to take it easy.
What is in the middle
you
of the
field? You don't drop a gold. Everyone on my mom's side of the family went to Notre Dame. I can't be a part of any of what you're just saying.
Carolyn tackled
you. She will kill me.
Carolyn tackled you.
Imagine if she found out did any sort of like disgraceful act.
Imagine if she found out you were accessory to a disgraceful act
that you just drove
me to Indiana.
Look,
and then
happened. I'd like to keep my fingernails because I feel like that's what she would do.
Pull out your fingernails.
And then the next night we're in Indianapolis, then Cincinnati.
Maybe we could get a DUI.
Lansing, Michigan. No, stop
while we're
that.
In Indianapolis, like the owner of the Colts, Jim Irsay.
Let's
Irsay.
Not do that. No, nobody wants that.
No,
Cincinnati. For the record,
high on pills.
I'm calling my hometown show, even though
yeah,
really
that's
the
Jeremy's
tour has
hometown
nothing
show.
To do with me or
no. That's not true.
I'm calling it the Grippos tour.
But it is really ooh, nice you that you're doing
sponsored
it all for
by.
Free for 11 days.
Well,
just
that's not what we talked about. But yeah, okay.
I don't remember that.
But that's going to be at Taft's, and that's a place that my buddy Travis and I went when we were there last time when Marla came, and Taft's is incredible.
It's
an
cool
old
place.
Church. It's three
into,
stories,
like
I think. It's incredible. Yeah. They had key very lime cool. beer there.
Do they have
on
like
tap.
Boys dancing ooh. In cages.
Key
type
lime
of
beer?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That they make themselves?
I don't know where the I believe so. They Taft's you can buy in stores
how
as
do you,
well. So.
How do you spell that?
Taft. It's like the president.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. I guess it's Ohio. Everything's named after him.
After a president.
Yeah. Moving on.
But yeah.
Come we'll out, be in Lansing, Michigan.
Hey,
what
date is that?
That's on the 21st, the day after Cincinnati. We don't have any days off, guys.
Well,
just so you know.
It's just like the Mets in May.
Oh, let's not talk
let's
about
not
the Mets
get
today.
Into that right now.
The Mets in May, they had so much.
That's going to be at the Loft.
Not bad. That'll be at the Loft.
In Lansing, Michigan.
Yep.
Check that out on
and then,
the 21st of September.
We're going to go the furthest north we've ever been.
Then Mohawks.
Mm-hmm.
Right, in Toledo.
Oh.
I think that's backwards in mine, but...
Well, that's what the next one is, Toledo, Ohio. And
Toledo
then
Ottawa Tavern.
Oh, Ottawa Tavern.
At 9, it's September 22nd.
Right.
We can't wait
followed
to see
by,
you there.
Outside of Buffalo. Buffalo. We said Buffalo, New York. It's not going to be at that place, Mohawks, that's on there.
Okay.
I can't remember the name of the place. But,
okay.
We're not going.
We'll make sure to tell you. It's available on
again,
our...
check DannyMike.com. Not all of them are up there at the second, but they will be by the time you hear this. And then
was that enough plugging? I guess
that's
guys,
a lot of, that's
I didn't
a lot
mean
of,
to make it like that. I was just trying to speak about something I knew.
I think
that
it's
was Pornhub cares,
about,
and that got to him being upset about us plugging that. So right. I figured we plug something that's
so
our
every
own.
Dollar on the tour is going to be matched by us buying one porn DVD at a road stop. At a road stop porn tour. That's how we're giving. No, back.
Speak for yourself.
And then we'll give it away at the live show.
To the loneliest person we see there.
Oh, it doesn't have. They don't have to be lonely. You can just enrich your regular
that's
life
right.
with that. Not,
okay.
Not just.
I just wanted to like sprinkle some pixie dust on somebody.
Oh, well.
Not that the metaphor.
That's from the University of Massachusetts.
Speaking.
Yeah, you can't. You know, we're going west.
That's accurate. Is it accurate?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's accurate.
Yeah.
Or not. I don't think we should fact check that one. But what else is going on, gents? I have been in the last week and a half. Have been in what I've been calling Hell Weeks, which is where I am the department head running set. Have to be very attentive.
You get paid.
I get paid a lot. Yeah. But
what do you mean? What do you mean? You get paid?
I know. I get paid good. But
he just doesn't like it. I said this to him off air. I said this to him off air because I was like, you know, I have ears on sets, and I hear that Jeremy's really good at what he does.
Ears?
Yeah.
Who's your ears?
I'm not telling
Dan
you.
Dan Fisher. Speaking of Dan Fisher, the prop master from The Adventures of Pete and Pete was...
plays a mean bass.
Yeah, on Friday.
West Virginia product.
The first time ever. And he said, hello to both of you.
Hello.
But just hello.
And actually brought up the guitar and said, you know Danny's bass, right? And I was like, oh, I know the story. We've talked about it multiple. Anyway, we talked about getting him on the pod. He's having some health problems.
I wish that I had Danny's bass.
We should definitely put Fish on. Yeah. He has some good stories.
Maybe we could give him some homeopathic remedies or some rubs.
Well, that's up to you, Mike.
You know, I've known Dan a long time, and I've had his bass for a long time. So if he needs a rub, I'll give him one.
Okay.
Wow. Well, yeah. Dry or?
No, I'd get some oil them up. I don't want to.
Are we talking about the bass or Fish now?
Oh, boy.
Dan, I don't want to bring down the room, but Dan is on the waiting list for a heart.
Oh, my God.
He's having a heart that's failing. So he's sort of taken another role in his job stuff. So
Shopping?
No, he's still doing props, but he's like doing our photos and inserts and stuff like that. So
yeah. That's fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Less stressful. You've got two kids, you know.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, he sounded like I really wanted to talk old days with him, but we'll save that. We'll save it for the podcast.
You're not allowed to talk old days with him. That's for us.
Yeah,
I want to know the dirt.
What are you going to talk about? What are you going to talk about? Season one?
Where did you get that prop?
Yeah, what are you going to talk about? Season one?
Hey, so season one.
Yeah, you sure as shit aren't going to talk about season two, Jeremy.
Not yet. But Christmas is coming. You never know what's going to happen around the holidays. They're magical.
I'll magically drop the season two DVD.
How about the three?
Here. Well, did you hear about that movement?
How about the PS360 movement?
That's long.
I'm not talking about that.
Long dead.
Yeah, I noticed that you got a good
Ballad of Gay Tony's back. We don't talk about GTA anymore. Okay.
What? It's back. What do you mean by that?
The new online stuff is a whole thing with Gay Tony back.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. It's a big deal.
Shout out to Rockstar.
Gay Tony back shots?
Yeah. Why would you?
Show me your Gay Tony back shots.
I don't know how to transition from that, but we're going to try. That's seltzer yawn.
The resurgence of the season three DVD scandal slash heist.
You're building
slash
quite an army, I will say that.
We're actually...
You got Justin McElroy.
This point, yeah, it was a good boost.
Nope, that it's a golfer. Nope.
We got golfer Justin McElroy.
No, it was
also
just,
think it's Dustin. No. Whatever.
No, it's Justin.
Yeah.
And it's Justin McElroy.
And probably Travis, too. There's some good brothers. And
yeah, it's my brother and my brother and me.
And me. And so they were very supportive. And I think that we are ready to start looking for specialized applications inside our guerrilla army. So right now we're just putting it out there that we're looking for grapplers.
Mm-hmm.
It's like grappling hook deployers. We're looking for smashers. Yeah. Basically all those siege people, you know, I think I put it best, Jeremy, with, Lord of the Rings, the Two Towers.
Okay.
You know, the one that you always watch.
Yeah.
For no reason because it's number two.
But I don't. Yeah.
That was my mom.
Really?
Yeah, she gave me the DVD of number two for no reason.
Oh. maybe.
You know how everybody's laying siege, all those siege things. We're ready to start hiring some siege people.
Yes.
Not orcs.
Covert ops.
Not orcs.
Will.
Real humans.
Really, it's just
ninjas.
we wanna see the door that opens in Wayne's World in the back of the donut place.
You know what you pop out of is
that's
suitcase
that's it.
From Pulp Fiction.
Different. Different. Yeah.
Total prop guy, right?
Connect it.
Always
prop
wants
to prop.
Prop guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. We need something like that in here. We need our own
briefcase?
Maybe a DVD cover that glows or something.
No,
I
have the fencing equipment.
Oh, yeah.
From our good friend Carl Arnheider, also lately of the Hudson Valley.
Yeah. That's I thought he moved.
So I mean lately.
Lately. That doesn't whatever.
Talk to your boy Jeremy Garcia over here. I think he's
Jerry.
A little
it's
bit.
Pronounced Jerry.
I'm not sure. Didn't make sense to me either, Michael. When you say lately, as of lately.
No, I didn't say as of lately. I said lately.
Right, well, like it said, you're saying like of. Carl lately has been hanging out in Hudson Valley Formerly is the word. Formerly of the Hudson Valley. Well, that's the one that works.
It's the old usage. It's the same thing. I'm not going to burn.
I'm not up to 21st century.
I'm not
going to
burn.
Okay?
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm not going to burn a fact check on this. Jeremy, sip your.
I'm going to sip my coffee.
It's not coffee. It's chocolate milk.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
not. It's chocolate milk with espresso in it.
Five a day, right?
Nice.
you still on five a day, Jeremy?
He does two.
This is number two. Of the day, and I just wanted to be caffeinated for you guys.
How many number twos of the day do you do after you drink those?
I do a lot of number twos.
Oh.
Yeah, of the day.
Okay. I'm glad that you're regular.
Very.
I guess.
Very regular. Porn free and regular. That's a life for me.
No corn is what he's saying. He looks at his own poop so often he can tell if he ever ate corn.
I don't eat corn as a tracer. I just use hot sauce. So I know how well my body's moving.
You time it by the hot sauce. Oh.
We did talk about eating, what are those, beets? And being very surprised the next morning.
Yeah, you get scared.
I have. I've talked,
you get a little scared.
Yeah.
It's
have
a freaky moment.
Not a big beet fan. I've eaten one
try
or two.
Juicing.
Beets are delicious.
Ooh.
Try juicing.
Juicing does the same thing? It's the same effect?
Yes, it does. But without
it's a very
all
strong
that,
color, man.
Without all that work that your teeth have to do.
Yeah.
With beets.
Yeah, yeah. No.
You get to enjoy them.
Minus the acidity. Is there acidity in beets? I don't know.
It tastes like dirt.
Yes.
They're wow. good.
Which is what I think mushrooms taste like.
What?
I'm just saying. I don't like them.
You got to have them with
olive. Both saying.
You
right
have
now.
To get them with olive oil and salt and pepper. I'll make them for you.
All right. I don't know.
And a little bit of garlic.
No, he I hates. Like he just hates mushrooms.
Well. Yes.
All mushrooms, white mushrooms.
All of them.
Most all yeah. of them.
Cremini.
Although there was the
cremini
one
cremini mushrooms
mushroom.
Are some of my favorites.
That's why I'm incredulous.
That's right, okay. Well. For someone who's a vegetarian, he's a very picky vegetarian, like in terms of vegetables.
Which?
He's not like an eggplant guy.
I like eggplant.
Are you total nightshade?
I don't like.
You're a total nightshade guy.
Parm. What does that mean?
That you like nightshades, like tomatoes and eggplants?
Oh, I get you. Dude, love me some tomatoes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Made some bolognese the other night.
Yeah. I had some. It was nice.
It's pretty good.
They put Beyond Burgers in it as the meat.
You put a little bit of cream in there?
No. It was a summer bolognese. It was a very light tomato-y bolognese. yeah, I know.
I made a meat sauce. If I make a meat sauce, I was happy with this one, but I start with my usual base without a meat sauce. For the meat sauce was olive oil, anchovies, and garlic. Ugh. And anchovies and garlic, like, chopped up really finely together. Not to puree them, but just to mash them together really good.
Okay.
And then if you hit them in the oil and stir them hard enough, the anchovies all of a sudden just dissolve and flavor the oil.
Interesting.
That makes it salty.
Then you do your thing. Onions.
Whatever that thing may be.
No, onions, and you brown the meat, you do the thing, the tomato paste, wine, crushed tomatoes, half a can of water, a lot of cooking.
This has been
a lot of work.
Making munchies with Morona.
Make your entire apartment Mike's, really warm.
Morona's munchie minute.
Yeah. This is Morona's munchie minute. Making munchie minute.
Another season, another reason. For making munchies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Isn't that why, Nickelodeon censored, they wanted to censor a couple of shots of me and Selma. They said we were making munchie mouths at each other in the back of the school bus.
Right. Yeah, what does that even mean?
That's not fair.
Why, would
define
you like
your terms.
Would you like to have that on film forever?
It's part of my acting demo reel.
It was
reel.
On your reel.
Actually, I have an acting demo reel, and then I have a high five reel, which is private, and that would probably be in my high five reel.
Private high five reel. I keep mine public. Do you, since you have a guitar in your hand, and Mike, I have a little surprise for you. Sorry, I don't have anything for you. This was something I purchased a while back because we were in a band together.
It's called Thunder Thunder.
I don't know if you've heard.
Yeah, I'm in your backing band. I'm not in your band, but I help facilitate. What the hell is that?
So these right
thunder
here.
Thunder sticks, dude.
Thunder sticks. Yeah, so I've got these from a Norwegian store or somewhere, and these are Thundermakers. So for the listener, this is going to be this is how we start every song.
They're designed with love in Denmark, but
thunder.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
That's it.
Thunder.
Hey, you know, here's the thing.
It looks like a tomato can with a string attached to it.
It does.
But it looks like maybe we can
certainly does.
Let's, you know what? Let's try and jam the springs together and see if we could.
Oh, no. No, no. I don't think that's a good idea.
Talk to each other in thunder.
I don't. Guys, this is like making the streams. This is like making the streams cross.
I saw Avatar and I didn't like it.
Don't want to do it.
I never saw Avatar.
So anyway, that's, now we have one more piece of the band ready to go. We just need to.
Well, now you just need actual content.
No, we need a drummer named Thor and we'll be good.
Right, with the lightning bolt sideburns.
Wow.
So. We'll get there.
Okay.
But I thought that would maybe we'll end this episode with a little thunder. What do you guys think about that?
I remember going to see the Lightning Band, and they were not as good as Thunder.
No,
dude,
just a lot of
okay. They were over really quick.
Yeah,
the Lightning
like a flash.
Band.
Yeah, they were like done.
Jounce played with a band in Philly recently called Lightninging, and they were very good. So maybe you have to.
Repeat yourself.
You know, thunder.
Wait, they should play with lightning and thunder. That sounds like we would natural.
Yeah, thunder
hand
and lightning.
Let's at least do a split single.
Okay.
For record store day, you
one
guys
one,
do a split
two?
Side.
When is that?
Split side 7-inch.
When is that?
I think it's past, right? It just happens.
It's in like
if
March,
you
April?
Have ideas
March
for Thunder April? Thunder, please call. We don't have our own phone line, but the Danny and Mike phone line at 347-470-8150. Call while you're driving if it's legal in your state. If not,
and make
don't.
Sure you use a hands-free device if you are, for even if it's legal, because it's fucking dangerous.
I would say just do you.
Use
don't
it, use,
listen to us. Do whatever
it,
you want.
No. Just use a speakerphone, but still hold the phone upside down like you're a real...
And if you could play the first 4 seconds of Garth Brooks' The Thunder Rolls, just so we know it's directed to Thunder, that'd be great.
Oh,
thank you so
my
much.
God.
That's instead of a keypad press.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
the only way it goes.
Press Garth Brooks for Thunder.
Never press Garth Brooks.
Well, my mom used to be a very big Garth Brooks
who
fan.
Very large. Who the fuck covers Billy Joel? It's like, how bad do you have to be at your life to cover Billy Joel? Obviously, he's one of the biggest selling artists of all time in country.
Wait,
oh, yeah.
What did
wearing
he,
one of those,
what Billy wearing, Joel song did he cover?
You don't...
anything that says Billy Joel cover...
He released it as a single. It was Shameless.
Well, I'm
It was Shameless. I'm Shameless.
Shameless as a man can be.
When it comes to loving you... I'll do anything you want me to. I'll do anything at all.
Beep, beep. Because I'm shameless.
You guys should be ashamed of yourselves.
He's shameless, though. So
I know.
Clint.
I'm not
what's
into
what's his
it.
Name?
I don't know.
His name is
Clint.
Garth Brooks.
Clint Clody. Clody Clinton.
Oh, his alter ego?
Yeah.
Chris Gaines?
Yeah, he had another. Yeah. He had like a fake name.
Yeah, that was something Gaines.
The concept. It was a concept.
Yeah, it was not good. Or one of my favorites.
But yeah, how starved of material do you have to be to cover Billy Joel?
Pretty starved, I would say.
See, I don't know though, because that dude. Well, I don't know what his process is.
Now, which dude? Which dude are we talking about?
Why? Because Billy Joel is just fucking Hitsville, USA.
No, but
it's easy to just cover any song of his.
Number one songs, like he's got. He's good.
I think there's a lot of songs that are open for. Yeah, he's got some top 10 hits, but there's a lot of Billy Joel songs that are there's. All kinds of pop songs that are open to country music remakes, I guess, is the point.
Yes.
Like Danny, you know, we're going to call him, we're starting to call him Danner.
Well, guys, I don't know. Danner's is, that's not a good one.
Oh, we're calling him Deenan?
No.
Dignan. I like Tammy.
We're calling him Dignan.
Cool. Dignan,
Mark Wahlberg's character in The Departed.
I'm not into any of this.
Do a call. It's.
I'm 36 years old. I don't need a new fucking nickname.
No, we need you to be more country. We're rebranding you.
No,
we got
sorry, man.
Jeremy Garcia with the goatee, and you are Dignan Tambora. you know what? That's not going to work. How about Dignan Bronco?
Oh boy.
Name's Dignan Bronco, and he doesn't play in Thunder. Song's over. Thank you,
Mike. You didn't get in on that one.
You didn't really give me
There was no chance.
Breathing room.
Yeah.
No, I don't. I'm okay. Unless the country sounds like Merle Haggard, I don't want it.
What about Willie Nelson?
Depends on the Willie Nelson song.
Wow.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a Stardust. He doesn't have the full
his oeuvre.
Repertoire. Here's the thing.
Repertoire. Again, if you heard he's done a number of live things that you may not know about.
I like me some Willie Nelson. I love me some Merle Haggard, but Willie Nelson as a person and a human being is much more my style than Merle, who hates, you know, hippies and people smoking grass and okie. We don't smoke grass.
I know. I was going to say, I think that that kind of extended to the whole country, though. He didn't just make it Oklahoma-centric.
I know. He was appeasing his fan base.
No, he was speaking for the entirety of the USA. Even though he was from Muskogee, he kind of disapproved of that behavior from the east to the west.
True. I'm not down with.
No, I'm not.
Willie Nelson, his POV is much more my POV.
Lying down on a bed, looking up at the ceiling,
stoned out of your mind,
wondering which freaking direction the ceiling fan is going. I think it's going clockwise. Hey, now it looks like it's going counterclockwise. What's going on?
He also keeps his guitars. He doesn't. You know, he's got a beat up guitar he's been using fucking forever.
Oh, he doesn't get messed up and trash them during the show. He's not that guy.
No.
No, but I'm saying he holds on to his possessions that he cares about.
Just like I do.
Not his lungs.
Well, what's wrong with smoking weed? Doesn't hurt your lungs.
No, I'm saying, do you think, you know, those museums that have, I guess, what is it? The Smithsonian has Dorothy's shoes or something like that in it.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get Willie Nelson's lungs after he goes.
They do have Napoleon's penis in a box somewhere.
What?
It's probably also not that is.
It's called Napoleon's Dynamite, right?
Wow,
and it's right beside season 3 of The Adventures of Pete and Pete in a warehouse.
If it's dynamite, it's an M80. It's a tiny little penis.
Whoa,
yeah,
because of the complex,
Napoleon complex. It's real.
So in one episode, we know that Danny knows about historical dongs and watches porn for this the caring.
Yeah, you guys haven't been to pornhub.com/history?
This has been historical dongs.
Historical dongs. So dongs through history has often involved the kind of shenanigans that went on with court life, you know, and I think people love period pieces, all the fiction, but right now, Game of Thrones, of course, people are hard for because there's all this kind of sex in there that wouldn't exactly be standard in today's day and age.
Interesting.
Controversial,
you know,
even.
Like,
like sibling sex.
Well, yeah, say you're just like riding on a tandem bike somewhere, like home from the airport, and you decide to feel up your sister. It's not okay. It was then, but that's also another world.
Right.
People are into this fiction stuff, this historical period stuff, like the royals and like anything that happens at a court because they're like, it's licensed to fuck around and do whatever they want.
There was a great article that I read last week that was about
how people were like yelling that millennials are like the worst generation ever and like that they're like, you know, so terrible. And someone like, I think it was at Oxford or something like that. They have like written accounts of like.
Well, did you read past the headline?
I did. No. I'm trying to get there. Like from it's like right after it's like 1860s or 1880s or something like that. And it's like, you know, this person got drunk in the tavern and like busted up some chairs and like it was just like this whole thing where they're like, yeah, these people also didn't give a shit, or like they were figuring out ways to like skirt the rules of being in college. And it's all about how like they're saying millennials aren't taking them, they're not holding themselves accountable in any way, and that's what's making them so terrible. And this journalist was like, here's a whole list of shit from like, you know, the 1860s, 1870s, 1880s,
people
who were in college in that moment, like doing the same shit, like not going to classes and like figuring out ways to be like, hey, this wasn't written in the school handbook, so I can get away with it and shit like that.
My roommate died in a duel, so I get an A. I get an A for every class this semester because my roommate died of dysentery.
Crossing the Oregon Trail.
Well, it's kind of a tough, it's like a rolling school. It was actually the first learning annex.
It met in every fort and outpost. Dan? This all started when Abraham Coca fucked Francine Pepsi and then ghosted
Dr. Pepper?
Donnie Sprite.
You guys are with me.
Come on, guys.
Nobody likes Donnie Sprite.
Nobody likes Donnie Sprite.
He doesn't have a historical dong, for sure.
So historical dongs, in this case, would be Abraham, Coca-Cola, and just no consideration, but plenty of trademarks.
So you mean he had tattoos on his dong? Trademarks?
Whoa.
That's a...
go to DannyandMike.com/trademarks.
Or historical dongs. Definitely should be. That page should be up there.
Ooh, historical dongs.
Yeah.
Your assignment for next time, or we guess do have another 20 minutes of this podcast if you guys want to keep driving. Don't take that exit. I have a famous dong for you.
You have yourself a famous dong?
Yeah, I brought it here with me. Will Chamberlain, right here in the bag.
Oh, still alive. What, does it magnetic pop off and on?
He hasn't talked much lately.
Yeah.
He's going to wake up, hopefully, with it reattached perfectly. But I brought it here today for show and tell.
Well, all I brought was this thunder.
I don't really want to see it. I don't want to see Will Chamberlain.
Or his dong.
Okay. What? Moving on. Yeah, because I didn't bring him.
Just his dong?
So, go ahead. Jeremy, what did you bring?
Well, I brought these fine Thunder.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, these Thunder Sticks are
thunder
nice.
Thunder Sticks.
Yeah. I'll maybe do one more time.
That's kind of a muted
thunder.
Yeah, I don't know how even... I didn't read the directions.
You're supposed to... Yeah, this is... You bang them together and somebody misses a foul shot. It kind of sounds like it. Yeah. I've been thinking that we should do a radio, old-timey radio show with Michael Winslow, and he would be the best.
Oh, yeah. G's going to like that present.
I found what I was looking for. Okay?
In life?
Sorry. I know that I'm backtracking a little bit, but I just wanted to talk about the... 18th century disciplinary records prove millennials aren't
okay,
the worst.
Okay, yes,
generation.
We know. People were flighty back then, and they went to school.
Dueling with swords, getting loudly and raucously drunk, getting kicked out of taverns, going along to dancing masters' classes to meet girls, being told not to dance with one of said girls,
getting into a fight
with the dancing master over it.
Now you have to cite the article.
Making obscene toasts when drunk, hassling landlady's daughter when drunk, taking a sedan chair home when drunk.
This is in Edinburgh. The university.
That's true. Did you read this?
I read
too?
The same goddamn article.
Okay.
I read as much as you. Just not
right.
always.
Well, I'm just
not always in a horizontal.
You were giving me shit for thinking that I didn't do anything but just read the top article, the top headline.
You don't understand what I'm mocking, internet.
Oh, I know what you're mocking. I know what you're mocking. I just wanted to make sure you weren't mocking me.
At the time, the University of Edinburgh, and even still today, was regarded as like this home of serious thought. You had the philosophers there. What was the freaking, not Locke, but the other. It was one of those guys was Scottish and so stern, you know, so craggy. So much made of peat and rocks and P-E-A-T, not the good stuff.
Anywho, I did my own fact checking. I just wanted to get
That's a little first.
So,
more.
Jeremy, we're going to...
Phasing me out?
Yeah, we're going to record the
episode. Wow, you guys are just...
Can we record the podcast
like
in your bedroom?
No, phasing me out.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because you fact checked yourself.
Yeah, you didn't
That's
even...
okay.
See, Jeremy Garcia is having some tough hearing, and Dignan Bronco over here might have gotten kicked in the head by a horse.
Wow.
Horse smell like dogs.
Where? Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. Wow. Okay, those things are a hit. I'm glad I bought them for everybody. Not Danny, but for me and you and I. I would have bought you one.
Okay, so Dan said Napoleon had a tiny dong. Go.
Tiny dong.
Every day I have a tiny dong, but at least I got Prussia.
I feel like we should start the...
Able was I ere I saw Elba. Long time before I was born, people died in Vesuvius.
Millennials are just as dumb as the people from the 1880s. Yeah, they are, and they all had scabies back then. Now they don't have them, nor are they having children.
Maybe the two are connected.
Maybe the two are erected.
Side by side.
I made you guys sing over the Grateful Dead's Bertha. Suck it.
Okay. You win. You win.
Happy birthday, Jerry Garcia.
I thought it was Happy Birthday, Jerry. I thought it was the Indigo Girls. I'm sorry.
That's fucked up.
Why?
Because the Grateful Dead was much better than
I don't know
the
what
Indigo
to tell
Girls.
You. I never listened.
Not by much.
I never
but,
listened
but
to the
enough.
I never listened to the oeuvre of Jeremy Garcia and Dignam Branco long enough to really to get on that long strange trip. It just wasn't like I hung out with some people maybe who were into them, but I never encountered that audio enclave.
It's okay. I did.
And I love.
And look at you now. You've got a freaking tattoo of a skull on your arm, dude.
This is David Bowie. Thank you very much.
It doesn't matter. It's a skull.
That way.
So what? What does that have to do with the Grateful Dead?
It's got.
This is not a steal your face.
It's got a one. It's got one blue eye.
Yep.
And what's the other eye?
Brown eye. That's how it's David Bowie because he had two color eyes.
I hope you got him in the right side.
Of course. What the hell's the matter with you, bro?
Then it would probably
I'm going to have a fucking tattoo for the rest of my life with David Bowie's. It would be very embarrassing.
Fucking Bronco, and I refuse to have a lopsided tattoo.
No. I mean, if you're looking in the mirror, it'd always be right.
I spent $40 extra
making muscles in the mirror like this for a while.
I wanted to go to the Bowie exhibit so badly, and I went at the very end.
Oh, dude, you should have talked to me. I'm a member.
Are you really a member?
Of the Brooklyn Museum. Yeah, you come with me.
Well, I paid an extra $40 to become my own member, Michael, because they were all sold out in this. But if you sign up to be a member, you can go today. So instead of spending $35, I spent $75.
That's how they get you.
Memberships must have spiked like 80%.
My aunts both showed up at Memorial Day wearing July 4th.
Their Rebel shirts.
The July 4th picnic, they were both wearing Bowie t-shirts matching.
From
the gift shop. That was like a mile long gift shop, but enough about museums. More about Jeremy's nomination for historical dong.
That's right. I'm sending my paperwork in and hoping for the best.
Jeremy played with dongs, jamming good.
He had a dong that always sang along. Spitting into the breeze, spitting into the wind. I'm not
getting knocked unconscious because it's sub-zero and 100 miles an hour. Knocked unconscious by your own icy spit.
Mike has unremarkable glands,
but I still take a stand.
And I have unfamous dong. My dong ain't
is Julius historical. Caesar. These guys had bad penises. And so they made war. Or tried to have sex with the heavens.
We'll just let you do one. You got to finish with the best part of the song.
Have you ever noticed that all rockets look like penises?
That's a George Carlin joke. Don't steal it.
He's dead.
But where?
He's still dead. You could steal his jokes away.
As long as you pay off the estate.
Pay off the estate. All right. Check out the Last Podcast Network. How about that? How about give them a look-see at lastpodcastnetwork.com? They have great shows like...
If you like the
Brighter
other,
Side.
If you like the other shows
Abe
on
Lincoln's
Last
Top
Podcast
Hat.
Network,
Abe Lincoln's Top Hat.
The last podcast on the left.
Yes.
The story must be told.
The story. Second one that
seem,
I did just came out last week.
They
if you guys want to, if you want us to be the bridge to get to other.
You want a cross pod?
Series, cross pod.
If you want us to be.
I got a couple on the.
Patient Zero.
The story must be told.
We will go viral. Yeah. Just let us know at 347-470-8150. Okay, I guess now you can pull over, make two lefts, go over the highway, and go back to the high.
But if you're at work, don't do that. But get up and do a lap around the office, maybe.
The exit
Take a break.
That you
get
missed.
A little snack. Also, check us out on Patreon, patreon.com/ Danny and Mike with the end spelled out.
We just got a new... We just got a new subscriber.
That's right. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Ryan.
A new contributory. Really I think it was in ancient Rome. They called them contributories. And Patreonis.
No, Patreonis.
Yeah, they called them Patreonis. They had their own.
Quanta costa para la bana.
Yeah, I paid 10 talents of silver to have, buy my own senator, and he was a Patreon. It's the only one I know. But no, thank you, yes. Ryan. We will hope to get good output. And there's a special number just for you. It's 347-470-8150.
I feel like we're at like a I feel like we're at a telethon right now.
I like to watch C-SPAN when I get a chance. A little morning journal, Washington Journal, really. It's like a nationwide talk show, call-in show, okay, of idiots.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they always, I'm good at
a nationwide call-in show.
There's some good ones on
idiots.
There. There's some good pranks, though, sometimes.
Yes, there are some good pranks.
Or just...
No, a horrible racist people saying terrible things. That's, but I do like to read.
Is that Lou Dobbs? Does he have anything to do with it?
No, it's not Fox Business. I do like to read phone numbers off of boards. It's like one of my four talents.
There you go. Thank you so much for tuning in. We appreciate it. I am at Remy Balin, and Michael C. is at Michael C. Morona. D. Tamborelli is on the tweets.
Also,
at Danny Tamborelli on the Instas.
Also, jounce.org.
/. Yeah.
Braille.
Hey, you guys looking for new music? We have a record that's pretty recent.
You should go
find it on the iTunes.
/Braille. They have translated the music for blind listeners. They
that's
did
right.
all their liner notes.
That's right. Very kind.
We really stressed that accessibility would be the right goal in this climate. So... spread it around.
That's right.
Let people know, share.
And with that, Danny's going to play two chords, and we're going to sound the thunder and say, bid you adieu.
Adieu what?
No, I'm not playing for you guys because you
Why?
Told me that I wasn't in your fucking band.
That is
so
such
fuck
a,
off.
That
How about
is such
that?
Such a Dignan Bronco
Sorry,
thing,
give me
right?
100, give me $150. I'll play on your fucking record.
Classic Dignan.
Classic Dignan. Right. That name is not sticking. Well, I do not like that.
Too late. It's already stuck.
Fuck.
If you like Dignan, call 347-470-8150.
And ask to talk to Dignan.
And ask
Leave
for
a message
Dignan.
For Dignan.
Still haven't had my cider.
Happy birthday, Jerry.
Still haven't had my cider from the Paul Allen, but I'm looking forward to consuming all my Texas consumables.
That's right. That's right.
If I were that guy, Paul Allen, I would be terrified that Morona's become obsessed with him and that he's going to come to his house and
what, Microsoft founder, the Paul Allen?
No.
Have you edited his Wikipedia entry lately or something?
No, no.
To say that he's being stalked by me, because I would
Soon.
Resent that.
Soon.
Or at least I would act like I was resented it for the podcast.
All right, Dan, play us out.
2, 3, 4.
You guys are dicks.
No, thunder. We're known as Thunder Thunder.
Thunder.
Dicks was the project that you and Jeremy did before boobs.
They're not historical at all. Spilling
Morona spilling
on the couch.
Seltzer on the couch. You don't spill Polar Seltzer, man.
That's right.
That's fucked
Shout
up.
Out. Shout out to Polar Seltzer.
Sponsor us, Polar.
Please,
we love
we're
you.
We're begging you. All right, y'all. We'll see you next time. Thank you so much.
Thunder Thunder sucks.
The Adventures of Danny and Mike stars Danny Tamborelli and Michael C. Morona. The show is produced by me, Jeremy Baylor. This podcast is part of the Last Podcast Network, which can be found at lastpodcastnetwork.com. Make sure to check that out for a ton of great shows. For more information on the guys, visit our website at dannyandmike.com. Also, look us up on Twitter at Danny and Mike with the N spelled out, and on Facebook at facebook.com/TheAdventuresOfDannyandMike. Thanks for listening.